With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump was the target of an assassination attempt Saturday at a Pennsylvania rally, days before he was to accept the Republican nomination for a third time. A barrage of gunfire set off panic, and a bloody Trump was surrounded by Secret Service and hurried to his SUV as he pumped his fist in a show of defiance. Trump's campaign said the presumptive GOP nominee was doing fine after the shooting, which he said pierced the upper part of his right ear. The FBI has named 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the suspect involved in the assassination attempt. A local prosecutor said the suspected gunman and at least one attendee were dead, while two spectators were critically injured. Monday's Republican National Convention is scheduled as planned, and former President Trump is still scheduled to be there, as well as announcing his pick for vice president. The former president is back in New Jersey after being released from a Pennsylvania hospital last night. Also at SRNNews.com, three former American presidents issued statements following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Bill Clinton wrote that violence has no place in America, especially in our political process. He said he and Hillary are thankful that President Trump is safe. George W. Bush, who described the attack as cowardly, said he and Laura are grateful that President Trump is safe. And Barack Obama said we should all be relieved that Trump wasn't seriously hurt, and that he and Michelle wish him a quick recovery. Obama also said the country should use this moment to recommit ourselves to civility and respect in our politics. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
President Biden says everybody must condemn the suspected assassination on the former president. Addressing the nation Saturday about 2 hours after the shooting, Biden said he was relieved that Trump is reportedly doing well. The White House said he did speak to Trump several hours later. This is SRN News. Arkansas election officials have rejected the petition submitted for an abortion rights ballot measure.
The Secretary of State's office in Alabama said organizers behind the measure did not submit required paperwork about its paid canvassers. The group submitted more than 101,000 signatures. The measure would have barred laws banning abortion in the first 20 weeks of gestation and allowed abortion later in pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, threats to the woman's health or life, or if the unborn baby would be unlikely to survive birth. Jeremy House, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations are joining forces to try and mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage the election at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and the nation right up to Election Day. This is SRN News. Many are working quickly to save an iconic structure.
The Hudson Athens Lighthouse, in danger of toppling into the water, and advocates for the 150-year-old lighthouse in the middle of the Hudson River are now trying to save it. Turbulence from passing commercial vessels speeding the deterioration of the wooden supports below. Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society raising money to place a submerged steel curtain around the lighthouse, a project that could cost up to $10 million. Jason Walker reporting.
Fitness guru Richard Simmons has died. Publicist Tom Etze tells the Associated Press that Simmons died Friday at his home in Los Angeles, just one day after his 76th birthday. Simmons was a court jester of physical fitness who built a mini empire in his trademark tank tops and short shorts by urging the overweight to exercise and eat better. You'll find more details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.